From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen of the local desk. A woman who suspected snakes might be living under her California home, she's been given an A in perception. Dozens of rattlesnakes were found beneath her floors. Happened last week in Sonoma County, west of Sacramento. When the snakes were finally removed, those rattlers came out in tangled clumps like big chunks of pasta, a total of 88. California's COVID death toll reaching another unthinkable milestone, 70,000 people. This comes this week as the state right now has the lowest rate of new cases among all states. Pacific Gas and Electric says it may need to cut power to about 29,000 customers across 19 counties tomorrow as part of another round of its power shutoff program. Perhaps dry offshore winds coming in early on Thursday. More than 24,000 nurses and other healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente in California and Oregon have overwhelmingly authorized a strike, threatening to walk out over pay and working conditions. Kaiser wants a two-tiered wage and benefit system that would give newer employees lower pay and benefits. The union says, no thank you. In the South Bay Area, a woman has been charged for hosting secret teen parties with alcohol and sex. The DA's office says 47-year-old Shannon O'Connor encouraged sex acts among the teenagers while she watched. She's now facing a very long list of 39 criminal counts. And now, up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A Humboldt County jury finds 54-year-old Sergio Roman of Eureka guilty of assault with force likely to produce bodily injury. His uncle testified that in January 2020, Roman initiated a verbal altercation with him while the uncle was caring for an elderly family member. Shortly thereafter, Roman initiated a physical altercation. As the uncle tried to walk home, during it, Roman used a knife to stab the victim multiple times. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.